Commissioner Bruce Martinson, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a county board meeting on Tuesday, and let's start with a little bit about the Tim Nelson came in. He's a planning director, talked about permit fees and penalty fees. I'm assuming they're going up.
Yep. And actually, the focus wasn't on increasing any of the fees at all. The focus is on what the penalty should be for, after the, permit, fee. If you didn't file a permit at the proper time, what the fee would be for late, filing. And different scenarios were, given, whether the fee should be flat, 250, 500, two times, three times, the original, fee.
This is like when you don't get a building permit, you come in and beg for forgiveness.
Right, yep. We did not make a decision. We did form a committee. It'll be different representatives on there, but two county commissioners will be on the committee, and that'd be Heidi Dukirk and Jan Hall.
Okay. Now, we reported earlier in the week about the possibility that many counties are looking at, and St. Louis County is one of them, a wheelage tax when you register your vehicles. You've got till the 1st of August, I guess, in order to make a decision, but I understand you talked quite a bit about this.
I think there's a controversy on that. We did not move forward on this. We were given to August 1st if we want to enact a $10 wheelage tax, not be paid at the time you get new license plates or do your annual tab renewals. And it would generate about $56,000 a year, $53,000 to the county a year.
And what's the controversy?
Whether or not it's really fair, if there's other means that would be better, would be considered a regressive tax. See, another option we talked about was being allowed to have an additional 0.5% sales tax and be actually up to 0.5%. And this would probably put more of a burden on seasonal individuals rather than year-round individuals. And with that, we could collect about $650,000 a year. That's substantially more.
Now, would this be dedicated to the same thing that a wheelage tax would be dedicated to?
It can be done at the same time. Mm-hmm. We can have both, one or the other, or both. We talked about different options. If we did, enact, even if it was part of the, 0.5%, that we also reduced the, levy. And there are a few questions brought up about, if we're collecting a lot more on the 1% sales tax than needed to support the bond payments, whether or not we could actually reduce that, let's say 0.75% and a quarter go toward transportation. Brady is looking into that issue at the moment. Because right now we're collecting about $1.2 million a year. And originally it was anticipated we needed about $1 million a year to pay for the 1% bonds.
Mm-hmm. So if you do added part of a percent sales tax, or if you add, that would go under the general fund, but you dedicate a part of it to transportation?
Well, it would be dedicated for transportation projects.
Okay.
There's a lot of needs in our county. I've been hearing a lot about the need to do a lot more work on Pike Lake Road 45.
Well, we've been doing a lot of work on that.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot, and it's very frustrating for the highway department.
Yeah, I can imagine. Vacation and resort rental permits was on the agenda.
Sure. That's something that Gary Gamble put on the agenda 2 weeks ago, and there was another discussion about whether or not to enact an ordinance similar to Lake County requiring vacation rental properties to be licensed as a lodging property. There's several reasons. Safety, issues, make sure they're addressed by the property, make sure that they're collecting and remitting sales taxes. And the third issue that brought up is that there'd be a level playing field among the existing lodging properties and the vacation, you mm-hmm. know, rental properties. But there's many, you know, vacation rental properties that are, you know, doing the right thing and being licensed in our county and collecting remaining sales tax.
Okay, and before I let you go, tennis courts. There's a discussion on tennis courts.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we had several individuals from a tennis association come to the board, and they're very concerned about the impact of the parking lot, how it's for the new community center encroached on the tennis court. You know, the community garden is gone, not enough, you know, I should say that, the rain garden mm-hmm. is gone, not enough space for that. And they could not see how an individual could walk around, you know, the court, get from the three-court area to the two-court area. But Dan Miller was there yesterday morning and came up with the, you know, design, put a four-foot-wide walkway, have a retaining wall. By the way, Dan Miller and Wade Cole are doing this no cost, you know,
really?
To the county.
These are from
Orem but there
management.
Is a cost, you know, for the actual project, probably $15,000 to $20,000. But Diane Booth is applying for a grant for $10,000 to offset, you know, that. But both Sue Hakes and myself went on record being committed to, you know, fixing, you know, the problem that came up. I mean, we shouldn't, you know, have put this tennis folks to the side, because it is a valid concern that was brought up, and making sure that this walkway is handicapped accessible.
Okay. Bruce Martinson is a Cook County Commissioner, and he stops by and talks with us frequently after board meetings. Thanks for stopping by and taking time, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.